Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days Yeshua took Peter, Jacob, and John his brother, and brought them up to a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said to Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here. If you will, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Yeshua came and touched them and said, Arise, be not afraid. And when they had lifted their eyes, they saw no man except for Yeshua only. And as they came down from the mountain, Yeshua charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then, say the scribes, that Elijah must first come? And Yeshua answered and said to him, Elijah shall truly first come and restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah is come already, and they did not know him, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man, kneeling down to him and saying, Master, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic and sore vexed, for often he falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples. They could not cure him. Then Yeshua answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him here to me. Then Yeshua rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Yeshua apart and said, Why couldn't we cast him out? Yeshua said to them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say to you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, Remove from here to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. Howbeit, this kind goes not out but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Yeshua said to them, The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men, and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall be raised again. And they were exceedingly sorry. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, Doesn't your master pay tribute? He said, Yes. And when he was come into the house, Yeshua stopped him, saying, What do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their own children or of strangers? Peter said to him, Well, of strangers. Yeshua said to him, Then are the children free. Nevertheless, lest we should offend them, go to the sea, cast a hook in there, and take up the fish that first comes up, and when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. Take that, give it to them for me and you. End of chapter.